Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
Everyone here has the power to serve God, if you will. And we have the power, if we make the wrong choices, to begin to serve the old nature and the nature that's in this world. And if we do, not good, is it? And of course, Paul uses this just as a kind of an illustration. But the point is, what happens? Let's jump down to verse 20. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. That was your life. What was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now, you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves to God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. So you got two different, and then he sums it up in the well-known scripture, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Don't you love the fact that he uses the word gift in there? Constantly reminding us that we don't deserve any of this. But I'll tell you, we can choose things that bring trouble in our lives. And God has made every provision in what happened that first Easter morning for you and I, you and me, to begin to live in a different kind of a life. And that's what the Christian life is about, is learning that. And seeing, not just rejoicing in the history of what happened, but being so identified with what actually happened that we see, I was there on that cross. Jesus took me and everything that was wrong with me into that grave. 3 days later, he came out. He didn't bring with him all the bad stuff that he left in there. He left everything that was wrong in that grave. Somehow that needs to govern my way of seeing who I am and what I am. So that I don't see myself anymore as a slave to sin or this or that. My identity has been changed. Everything about who I am and what I'm about, my destiny, God did that. Jesus was willing to go to a cross to make that happen. Praise God. And the place that he sits right now is God's testament to my destiny. Oh, what are you going to live for? Is that worth living for? Is he worth living for? Because the gift of God is a life that never ends. You go ahead and cling to this one. You're going to lose it. Praise God. But there's one other thought, and it's one we've emphasized a number of times, because it's wonderful that creation itself, that God made a provision for a new creation, a new beginning with respect to creation itself. Okay, he took care of that at the cross in the resurrection. A new creation was born in Christ. It's awesome that you and I get to participate in that and come forth with Christ by believing in him from our hearts, trusting in him. We become a part of that picture. We get a brand new start, a new life. But what about today? Anybody here need some beginnings? It's interesting how much of this comes from Paul's writings. But how about the scripture we have used so many times about what Paul did and how he lived and how he saw himself? Forgetting, one thing I do, just one thing. Forgetting what is behind and pressing forth, reaching forth for what God has given me. So now you get down into the day-by-day process. And the reality is I needed a new beginning. Man, I needed a new life. I was headed down the wrong road. I had no hope. He gave me that hope. He planted his life in my heart. But now in my, and he gave me the ability to do what pleased him. But the reality is, I don't always do what's right. I make mistakes. I mess up. I'm not there yet. And so I've got a lot of stuff that happens in my life, and I'm not real thrilled about it. Might even be pretty ashamed. Guilt traps me. And now here I am trying to face another morning. Oh, God. But Paul didn't see it that way, and I don't believe God wants us to see that. He wants us to understand the cross, but the grave in a different, deeper way. All right, yesterday I messed up. I came short, and I realized, and I came to the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm sorry. Please cleanse me. What did he promise when that happens? Do I have grounds for that, or am I just trying to beg him for something? My ground is not me and any worthiness of me. It's what he did. Period. 100%. But what if I wake up the next morning and I'm dragging that baggage with me? He's let it go, but I haven't. Do you see where we struggle? And I'll guarantee that everyone here, every morning you get up, there's some part of your yesterdays that's sticking and clinging. Stuff that Jesus left in the grave. Now, when Jesus, you messed up yesterday, okay? Maybe you genuinely did. You messed up. You came short and you realized it. But you messed up. When Jesus came forth from that grave, did he bring your mess with him and say, fix it? That's such a simple truth, isn't it? Does this matter? Because it's wonderful to get the big picture, but I need that picture that sets me free from all that was in my yesterdays. Yes, God is taking me from a bad place to a good place. And yes, in the process, I have the ability, but I don't always get it right. My past does not define my future. Neither does yours. God destined you for eternal glory because of Jesus Christ and not because of you. It was to his glory. It was based on and founded upon his love and his willingness to show mercy. Man, I'm glad to just humble myself and say, that's the only ground I stand on, Lord. You showed me mercy, and I embrace that love. And Lord, I am so thankful that I can get up this morning and just remember that everything from my past that wasn't like it should have been, every single thing that was ever wrong with me, you left that in the ground. You left that in the tomb. Does this make any sense? Anybody here need this truth? Oh, how God wants to wake us up and plant that simple truth in our minds. God took you and everything that is wrong with you and ever will be into that grave. All of your bitterness, all of the things that people have done to hurt you, all of your failures, every single one, he took upon himself. He took it on that cross, and he took it into that tomb, and he left it there. May God help us to see things through God's eyes. God's not sitting there saying, oh, you got to make up for this and make up for that and fix this and fix that. Jesus took care of that at the cross. He took it into a tomb and he left it there. May God give us grace to be so joined with Him and agreement with Him that we leave it and we realize we can go forward and be free. This morning, I can have a new beginning where I don't have to drag my past into my future. Jesus put it in a tomb and left it there. What a simple truth. It's profound. I just pray that God will make this real. He took care of the big picture. There's a new creation that's happening. It's unfolding right in our midst. God is calling people out. Everybody died on that cross. But there are people, and everybody was buried. Everything about the old creation wound up in that tomb. That's His destiny. That foreshadows His destiny. But when He came forth, He brought forth a host of brothers and sisters. Not because we deserve it, but because of God's love and mercy. And He wants us to wake up and to understand and to believe and to live out all of that reality. And when we fall short, to start new every single morning and realize what He did allows me to start new today without the burdens of yesterday. May God plant that reality in every single one of our hearts and enable us to walk out here with the freedom that we didn't have when we came in. I know there are people here whose past weighs on them. Many in different ways. If that's weighing on you and you just can't shake it, where's the inspiration for that coming from? It's not coming from the Lord. It's coming from the voice of the accuser who wants to keep you. It's the old slave master. Wants to keep you listening. I'm listening to what God did through Jesus Christ. Thank God. I don't deserve a bit of it. But He loved me in spite of everything that's wrong with me. And He has the power to take me all the way from that grave all the way to glory. And I have the right to believe Him. I have the right to trust in Him. Praise God. I know there are other things that could be said, but I think that's basically what the Lord wanted. And I just, Lord, this is in Your hands. I just pray for everyone here, everyone who hears this. God, for someone who has never really entered into this, God, bring them to that place of surrender and faith. To let go of this world and their own life and give it to You so that You can give them a new life. And then teach them how to walk in that newness of life. Be a part of the new creation. Make that your identity. I'm a part of the new order of things. I'm with Jesus. And one day I'm going to be with Him forever and ever in a whole different situation. Because that creation was born on that resurrection morning. It's just as real. Just because it's unfolding doesn't mean it isn't real. Just because we don't see it all yet. And I'll tell you, there's a God who can make it real to your heart. Amen. To Him be the glory. Praise God.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.